Welcome everybody to Let's Talk About It All. I'm your host, Shade.
Okay, my bad.
Yes, welcome everyone to Let's Talk About It All. I'm your host, Shade. I'd like to thank all the listeners for coming, you know, for taking the time out of their day to listen to what we have to say. We know you could have been anywhere, but you chose to set aside some time and spend some time with us, and we're grateful for that. I also like to say for any of us who are religious or believe in a higher power, that may that power guide us on a path that is straight and away from any evil thoughts or evil actions, and bring unity to us as individuals and as well as families and as a people. Today's topic, it's actually a topic from last week that we didn't get to. The topic is there a difference between hip-hop and rap? Let me say it again. Is there a difference between hip-hop and rap? Okay. As usual, I'll start off with my take. I believe there is a difference, although people who are a part of hip-hop are called rappers, I still say that hip-hop was more of a positive movement for us as a people. It was more of a culture that bonded the young people together, bonded the youth together. Now that some of the people who used to be youth are now adults and middle age, it's not being used to bond us together enough. I'm sure there are some cases where people are bonding. However, the overall music that's being played now, I would personally consider it rap music. During the time of early hip-hop, the youth were making songs or records based on their environment, based on their hopes, based on their aspirations, based on their imagination. Now it seems that it's still being done in a large amount of cases. However, it's not being promoted to the point where it's being received like that to the youth. The youth are basically getting a lopsided point of view about hip-hop, which is the rap part, the part where there's basically talk about sex, talk about murder, talk about money, talk about jewelry. You know, these are the things that's being rapped about. Calling women out of their name, calling themselves out of their name. And sure, it was done in the earlier points, but to less of a degree than it is now. And because hip-hop was something and is something that was created by us, for us, as a vehicle to help you articulate your surroundings, and now it has become a multi-billion dollar business. Business part, you know, there are some of us who do have some control of the business part, which, you know, I commend those who do. There are other ones who are being manipulated by the business part to say exactly what those who are paying them wants them to say. Now, I want everyone to understand that initially you get money from a label. However, in order for the label to keep you, you have to be able to make money from the people. So how does the label owner determine, okay, look, we don't want you to rap about loving yourself, loving your people, aspiring for unity. We want you to rap about opposition amongst yourself. We want you to rap about murdering those who you choose or feel that are your opposition. We want you to talk about, we want you to rap about having sex with women, not trying to build relationships with women. These are the things that are being displayed in the rap music, which is a hip-hop culture, which is something that came from us that is no longer being controlled by us, and it is being used to basically control us in a negative way and give a negative depiction of who we are as a people. So that is not hip-hop. Hip-hop was not built on those premises. Sure, there always was people who had a slight difference in opinion and rap and how they saw rap when it was being brought to the forefront. However, being that it is something that was created by us for us, we have not only the right, but we have the responsibility to strive to start turning that rap back to its original form, which is hip-hop, which is a form where you express, as I said, your aspirations, your environment, your hopes, not just what someone says, look, this is what I want you to rap about. This is what you're paid to rap about. No. For any of you who start off that way, I can understand being hungry and doing what you have to do to eat. However, once you get to a point where you're no longer hungry, then there's no reason for you to continue to conduct yourself in the same manner as you did when you were hungry. I say that to say those young brothers who come off the street and are fortunate enough to get into the hip-hop culture to make a career out of it, to make a living out of it, utilize it in a manner that will stop some of the things that you had to deal with as an individual and use it in a manner to create a new environment. Use your creativity to create a new environment by changing what it is that you push as your image. Refine your image to something that's more family oriented, something that's more of a role model image. Because whether you like it or not, or believe it or not, you young brothers and sisters who are in that career of hip hop, in that music, the rap music, you are the young people's heroes and sheroes. So, as I said, it is something that was built by us, for us. So, we have a responsibility to ourselves and to the others that belong to our family to utilize the hip-hop movement and music to mobilize us, to galvanize us, to unite us to a point where we can be looked at as the queens and kings that we once were, that this country has did an excellent job of burying in our minds, in our children's minds, in our forefathers' minds. It was buried, us being those kings and queens, us being people who are upright, us being people who are unified, us being people who are loving and respectful. These images have perished because of the undoing of someone else who wants to claim our identity as their own. This is the purpose behind it. No longer do we have the option to continue to allow them to claim our image and give us the image that if we look at this history, just what they got you pushing as rappers and as artists, it speaks for itself. It speaks on the characteristics of what they are by trying to make, by making you be what they once were. So we have the power, we have the responsibility, we have to change the narrative with the hip-hop from the rap point of view, bring it back to the hip-hop point of view. The rap is fine as a rapper, but the hip-hop culture, we have the power, the ability, and the responsibility to bring it back to what it once was and even to make it better, to make it be a vehicle that is used to get us out of these tough situations and get us into better situations, as well as to be used to help others get into better situations. Everybody don't have to be a rapper. We have brilliant minds. So those of you who were fortunate enough, I would suggest spend less money on chains and jewelry. You know, I'm not saying that you shouldn't get it because it's your money. However, be self-aware enough to know that you come from a people who has suffered in a country that was really our own, that we've been misled to believe that it wasn't ours. But that's another story. However, if anyone on the line has some comments about, you know, just what they just heard, you're welcome to chime in. All you have to do is press 1. Basically, we were speaking about, is there a difference? Hello? Hello, caller? Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yes. I hear you there.
Oh, how you doing?
All right.
I wanted to touch base on that. Well, you really touched on a lot of things, but thing you said was, is hip hop and rap the same?
Right.
But then you covered a lot of different points. So I'm just gonna try to make a quick summary of what I remember. Because I can go back far as to, I remember the first rap song. A lot of people think it's Sugar Hill Gang, but it's really even further back than that. The first hip hop song was King Tim III. Now it might be something before that, but that's what I recollect. King Tim III. Back in those days, the DJ was the main person. I'm gonna give people history if they listening. The DJ was really the person in the front. The person that got on the mic, they was just somebody, they was like in the background, you know, to come on to get the crowd going with the,
They were called the MC.
They was like an MC, you know, to get the crowd started. The DJ was the main person. Even if you think of some of the names from back there, it was always DJ so and so and this and that, and DJ so and so.
Grandmaster Flash, yeah. And Furious Five.
Yeah, Grandmaster Flash was the DJ. Right. Yeah, like that. Back then it was almost, I'm not even gonna say unheard of, because it was extinct. Like, you never heard a curse word in a rap song. You never heard violence. It was violence going on in the streets of New York, because that's where hip hop started, in New York, in the Bronx. Of course, it was violence going on, because that's the Bronx, that's New York, a big state, a big city, the five boroughs of New York. But it was all positive. If you even go back before that, you had the break dancers, the graffiti artists. So also graffiti artists, the ones that rode on the trains and the buildings, the break dancers, the ones that spent the, on their heads on cardboard boxes. That's hip hop. You know, not just being able to get on a mic and rhyme. All of that is considered hip hop. Break dancing, bebopping, graffiti, writing graffiti. Attire, certain things that you wore, the way you wore,
way you walk, with the fat, way you walk, the way you talk, laces. B-boy style. Right.
B-boy style, the fat laces in the sneakers that we wore. So when you say what's the difference between hip-hop and rap, that's I'm letting people know that in the beginning, hip-hop was everything. Like I said, hip-hop was graffiti, break dancing, the B-boy style. It was clothing, jewelry. You can even Google that right now, like a hip-hop chain, and they'll show you like a big rope or something like that, like that Run DMC and them, you know, or whoever. Everybody used to wear Slick Rick. And that's when rap was, that's when, and that's when everything was positive. Somewhere along the line, I call them to the big engine, powers that be, the big head scientist, or whatever, whoever you want to call us in charge of everything with the music industry. Somewhere, somehow, somebody sat down and said the movement was growing too fast. And it was too positive, because if you remember, Biggie Smalls even said they never thought that hip hop would make it that far.
Because
you remember when they came out with that song, that was making fun of hip hop. Yeah, the powers that be, they put that out to make fun of it, because they never in a million years thought that hip hop would go this far. He'll go that far. But then,
right,
the MC came out. The MC became the front, forefront, and the DJs became in the back. You know, like I said before, it used to be Grandmaster Flash and Furious Five, Eric B and Rakim. CL Smooth and Pete Rock, you know, or stuff like that.
Right.
So when the positive movement got too big, by the time the late '80s came in, with Public Enemy, Klan. Who else was positive? Positive rappers. Guru, Nas.
Right. I mean,
all
no, you had Cool G Rap, you had different ones.
So when they start coming in like that and start teaching knowledge to the youth in the inner city, teaching them about the queens and the king, that it was queens and king. We was queens and kings one time, and about, you know, the big gold monuments and stuff like that, you know, from ancient times, and about being good parents and all that. Then somebody along the line came up with the idea and said, "No, this can't work." And that's when people, like, now they call it drill rap, but I'll say, like, when people like N.W.A. started with the
it was gangster
the
rap.
Holes
it's
and the
gangster
bitches,
rap.
You know, that's when
rap
started
rap.
Turning.
Yeah, exactly.
And they were wearing all black. And it just seemed like everybody piggybacked off of that. And then sooner or later, there was no more rappers like Lauryn Hill. There was no more rappers like Queen Latifah, Ladies First, Unity, UNITY. And they start, and now they got like Nicki Minaj and Megan Thee Stallion and, you know, a host of all the other ones. You know what I mean? It came along that way. And they changed the narrative. And now go even further to the 20th century, we got the drill rap. So-and-so got shot. This one got shot. This one got shot. This one in a box. And it's like kill, kill, kill. Before in the 80s, they used to battle. It was like just regular battling rapping. But now it's to the point where they killing each other. But why is it still being promoted? Why is it still being promoted on a major scale? You know what I mean? Those drill rappers are making millions.
Right. And basically, you think about it, if, as I said, you know, during the earlier part of the discussion, that if you're hungry and you need to eat, you're going to do whatever you have to do to eat. However, that's why they're willing to say what they say, and many of them, you know, come from the street. And if that's a way for them to get off the street, of course they're going to do it. However, now once they get to a point where they're no longer hungry, now they need another option where, okay, I'm not hungry anymore. So I don't have to say anything because I'm not hungry anymore. Now I can start, you know, changing what I'm rapping about. I mean, there are decent rappers. There are rappers now that don't only rap about that, like you say, that drill rap. There's some rappers that rap about decent stuff. However, they're not pushed to the forefront as the ones you say that doing the drill rap. And, you know, my opinion on the purpose of that is it because of what you say is doing. They're taking what's on the records and putting it on the street. I mean, that's hip-hop was from the streets. It was a street thing. You know, it was how you reacted in the street. Like you said, breakdancing. Now, instead of breakdancing, it's gangbanging. You know what I mean? And instead of the chains, catch packing guns. They talk about guns. You know, how did guns look? You know? So it's turned to something different behind what is being said and what is being performed and the images that are being promoted. And, you know, that's why I said, you know, hip-hop versus rap, are they really the same? You know, one, I would say hip-hop was more of a positive form, and rap has come to be more of a negative form. You know, that's my take. What do you think?
No, yeah, that's true. The thing is, the youth are so influenced by celebrity figures.
Absolutely.
We can't get twisted into thinking just because they're youth, they're like they're young minded, or they follow that kind of rap and stuff because, you know, they're immature. That's not true. It's just that once you feed somebody something, and it's like a snowball effect. and then this person tell that person about it, and then you walking down the street, you hear this on the car radio, you go to somebody's house, you hear that on they house stereo, and after a while, cause some of the music even sounds good to me.
Right. Like I said, there is some of the music that I would say fit the criteria of hip hop. There's some that actually fit the criteria, you know. There's some
right.
that I would just say is just rap. It's just rap. It's just you just rapping. It's just saying, you know, and you know, granted, if you came from a lifestyle where you've seen certain things, murders and you know, certain things of that nature, and you rap about that, then that's hip hop because that's your environment. However, you know, what I'm hoping personally is that somehow we can get to a point where we can reach them to get a different scenario, a different narrative, a different image, you know? I mean, no particular people or no particular place is all bad, just like no particular person or place is all good. So we need to just try to find a balance of, you know, what it is, because at the end of the day, if we allowing, you know, what's being fed to us, to our youth, are we allowing that, or is it just happening and we're unaware of it? I mean, actually, I would say we're aware of it, and it's just something that we have to, you know, we have to address. That was the purpose of bringing this topic up, just to address that, yeah, there's a difference. There's something that's unhealthy about the condition of hip-hop and rap at this time. It's unhealthy for us as a community. Sure, it's working for, you say, like, Yaka, the Big Head Scientists, or the Machine. It's working for them because they're eating off it. It's also working for some of the artists. However, in some cases, it's not working for the artists because some of the artists are getting murdered in the prime of their life, you know. So it's being a catch-22 for them, you know. So that's something that, you know, we just have to just, you know, continue a discussion, and hopefully we can get the right individuals involved to push the discussion further. You know,
hopefully
that's my take. That's my take. We need some of the young people to get involved in the discussion of hip hop versus rap, so that we can get their intake on, you know, what attracts them, you know, to the drill rap. And then you got to think, if that's all you ever heard, I mean, that's like, you know, giving a person dirty water. If you always drink dirty water, I mean, clean water don't matter to you because you always drink dirty water.
Right.
So that's the part. For us, we've seen the growth of hip-hop, and we've seen the motive, how it grew, and we also seeing it at its highest form, and now we're seeing it at its lowest form. So for us, we have the ability to be able to see it from more than one way. However, many of the youth, I'm not sure if they have the ability to see it from any other way than what they're seeing it now. And that part, we could do something about, because in our households, we can introduce them to certain hip-hop that they otherwise wouldn't be introduced to, so that they would have a balance, so that they would have something else that they could listen to other than just the drill rap or the drill music at this time. But with that being said, you know, let's take a break. Let's go to a song and come back with our next topic.
And I might never let the pain show, but it be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back, and still I never be the same though. I might never let that pain show, they be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back, and still I never be the same though. Mind, body, and soul, is you living? We all under attack, is you different? I know niggas existing in two prisons, feeling they through, living like death is too tempting. What's a day worth? Put a price on it. He was 17, the judge dropped life on him. He ain't live yet, now he in the tight corner. Gangs got their sights on him, on the yard with a knife on him. Family trying to tell him to chill, we gon' get you home. He like, how my pills dead, they took the road. That's kinda cold when you think about it. He shot a nigga, he ain't think about it, didn't even blink about it. But he was trapped in the hood and couldn't think about it, really trying to be about it. Never left his public housing, which resembles the dormitories he's trapped in. So who knew that they was prepping him back then? Yeah, on how to live packed in, make him hate his black skin. I swear it's all facts, man.
Yeah, I swear to God it's all facts, man.
So you should let the track spin. And I might never let the pain show, but it be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back, and still I never be the same though. I might never let that pain show, but it be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back, and still I never be the same though. Remember calling my mom to tell my sentence. Since I don't do no snitching, I'm not a witness. They gave me 23 years, ma,
I'm finished.
I think she cried for like 15 minutes. Over the years, there's enough tears to fill a lake. A lot of trips on
interstates for visiting.
Remember Tony got stabbed,
and may he rest in peace.
Stressed my mother so bad, she barely slept for weeks. Thankful that it wasn't me, knowing prison dangers. Doing time with ISIS and killers and gangbangers. Some of us get caught in the matrix, but can you blame us? Trapped in cages like animals trying to tame us. Parole hearings are jokes, you go a 50 times. Same excuse every time, serious nature of the crime. I can't change the crimes that I committed, but I can change my mind and I repent. And I might never let the pain show, but it be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back, and still I never be the same though. I might never let that pain show, they be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back, and still I never be the same though.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to Let's Talk About It All. I'm your host, Sade, and I'd like to thank you again, those of you who took time out of your busy day to listen to us. We really appreciate it. Anyone who, in the middle of the conversation, would like to join in on the conversation, remember, all you have to do is press 1. All right, without any further ado, we're going to move on to the next topic. Are women letting men off the hook by taking on the majority of the responsibility of raising the children? Again, are women letting men off the hook by taking on the majority of the responsibility of raising the children? Anyone just off the top of your head, if you hear this, do you have a comment or anything that you would like to add? Do you have a point of view that you would like to speak on? If not, I'll give you, my point of view. I think it's a fact that in some cases, women are letting men off the hook. In other cases, I don't think they have the control of or the understanding of how they let them off the hook. Let me explain. Women, and I don't know if many of you are aware that the majority of the things that men do to please you or to get with you or to make you their lady or have sex, whatever it is, many things that we do as men is motivated because of women. And how I say women let men off the hook is when you allow a man that you know has a bad record of taking care of his children into your life, and you in return have children with this individual, and you may put him on child support, but if he's not working or he quit his job because he don't want to pay, okay, that part you can't control if he quit his job. But the part you can control is, okay, if you meet a guy and the guy has children and he never wants to bring the children around, or he never really talks about the children, or hardly ever talk about the children, then that's a red flag that maybe he's not a good father, you know? So, I've seen cases where women meet a man and the man has three children already, and they go have number four with him, and he already got three different baby mothers. So now you got four different baby mothers, and he's looking for the fifth. He's looking for the fifth baby mother. This is where the woman has control, where she can say, look, no, I don't want that. Women have a right to make a choice. Just as men, we have the same right to make a choice, to choose who we want to be with. Family, we can't choose, but a spouse, a partner, a wife, a husband, we can choose that. We have the ability to choose who we want to be with. We have the ability to decide what it is that we want to tolerate or not tolerate. So with that being said, when a man is in the home and he refuses to do what it is that you believe a man should be doing, you have the right to communicate that to him. However, that could be a sensitive thing. It has to be communicated in a way, and this goes for both men and women, in a way that is not to be misconstrued as a criticism, but in a loving, helping way that, what you expect from an individual. I think one of the biggest obstacles between men and women is the communication part of it, that you know, we don't know how to communicate to each other properly. One of us is talking and the other one is trying to make a point while the other one is talking. Yes, caller. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Yes. Hello?
Oh,
hello?
Yeah, Chad, you able to hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
You can hear me over the whole thing. Everyone else can hear me?
Yeah, everybody can hear
me. That's a beautiful thing, you know. I'm gonna speak on, you know, as far as a family you was talking about, your woman and yourself. First of all, man, we have to be taught, you know, the right way. You know, when I was coming up, we was not taught the right way. We were taught, go get all you could, all the poom poom that you could. No, that's not what we teach our young men. We teach our young man to be respectful, how to respect and pick a wife or woman that he can build a foundation with and stuff. You know, it's not cool out there to go with this woman, that woman and stuff. You know, we got to start teaching them the right thing. And y'all was on with the conversation earlier about, I always say, why these young boys killing each other is their mindset. And the brother that was speaking broke it down very well. You know, that's one of the reasons why they killing each other, because, you know, the mindset, you know, some of the music they listen to, how they disrespect each other, how they don't have respect for women. So we their mindset has to change and everything. You know, and so that's something that we all must get busy on and everything. You know, a lot of people say they don't have the time. Whenever you see a young man, you know, start, you know, putting some positive things and tell them the right thing, tell them the truth, tell them the right way to go. Don't tell them, go out there and get this MF and all of that. Matter of fact, as far as the music, then I'm done. As far as the music, with my family, we have a good time. We party, have a good time. But I don't allow certain music to be playing when we party and stuff, because I'm aware of that type of atmosphere, and I want to keep that away from my family. I want my family to be about peace and love, not that negativity. You know, we still have a good time without all of that and stuff. You know, basically, that's what I want to speak on. But it was a very good conversation, you know, because y'all were hitting on some very important issues that are going out here that need to be addressed.
Thank you. Thank you very much, brother, for your call. You know, we appreciate your words of wisdom, and we definitely agree that many of us was misled by thinking that the more women you get, it kind of lifted your status as a man, when the real ability is to be able to be good to one woman and raise a decent family. You know, that's the real man. However, as you said, many of us wasn't taught that. So we went out and just was out there just trying to conquer as many women as we could just for the sake of doing it. You know, unfortunately. We have another caller on the line.
All right.
Thanks again, my brother.
How you doing?
Just stay on the line. How you doing?
All right. Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
My thought on the conversation tonight is, the gentleman was right about mindset. When you get into a relationship, you have to have a mindset that both of you are responsible adults to that it's a big responsibility when you become together and you start a family for togetherness, because it's a lot to take in. You have to be financially, mentally, physically ready for the situation, because it's nothing to play with. I've learned in life that if a person really don't want to do something, they're not going to do it with that person. But they could go and be with someone else and be a total 360 and do for that person, and then you wonder why it couldn't have happened to you. Like I said, as the gentleman said, the mindset at that time, you either wasn't ready or you didn't want to do it for that person. Now, it don't mean that you should feel bad that he's not doing it for you, because things happen in life, but that person should want to take responsibility for the child. It's different for you, but whatever a man or a woman make together, you should work together to do what's best for that person that you bring on this earth.
Absolutely.
But, you know, people don't get it. They still want to have a good time and party. I say, for example, if you meet if a guy meets you and then you get pregnant and then you get together, but you make more than him and he don't make as much as you do. But sometimes that person, oh, well, you're not making enough, or I can't do it, or I can't be paying all the bills. But you knew that person wasn't making that money to be the same average way that you were. But you still want to keep talking about it. But sometimes you got to encourage that person to say, look, I'm here for you. I know you're not making the money that I'm making, but the part that you give towards the relationship and the family, you have to accept it, because everybody can't bring the same thing to the table as you.
Absolutely, sister. That kind of goes with what I said earlier in the conversation, where I said that when you speak it as a couple, we have to be mindful of the way that we communicate with each other. And when we communicate with each other, we have to do it in a loving way, not in a critical way where the person feels that they're being criticized. That's a perfect example of what I mean in a situation like that, where you would say to the individual, look, your money is appreciated, though I may make more money than you, but also, as you said, you know, your contribution towards the household, which is, you know, spending time with the children. If you know how to cook, cook. If you know how to clean, clean. It's other ways that we can compensate to balance the household. The reason that I like to bring up relationships and men and women on the show, because the relationships in men and women, we are the key to changing how our community operates. If our family structure is weak, then when our children go out in the street, in society, they're going to be weak. They're not going to be strong enough to withhold, you know, to withstand what it is that they're dealing with in the society, because they're not going to be properly equipped, because their household was unstable. The two people that they looked up to, or in many cases, it's one person, and if the father is not playing his role or putting his role in, then you're leaving it up to the mother, and you know, the young brother don't know what it is to deal with a male. He learns in the street. He only know how to deal with women, and he learned whatever he did about women from his mother, and then whatever he learned from a man, from whoever the mother brings around. So, you know, that the conversation and communication is key. And as you said too, sister, when if you're no longer able to be together, that should be no excuse for someone to stop taking care of their child. That should be no excuse with that. I mean, that's one of the reasons why I'm saying that men are getting off the hook for helping raising the children, because many of them walk away from the home or walk away from the relationship and then go and do something else. Now, not to say that there are men who step up and still handle their responsibility, though they're not in the house, and I commend them, you know. And it's our responsibility as men to take care of our families. And if we're unable to do so, then where does the family go? Family falls to the wayside. So
I didn't get a chance to talk about your earlier conversation. I wasn't into hip hop, but what I liked about hip hop was that, you remember they used to wear Kangols, and the guys would wear the long chains, and they would have the shirts and the pants, and it was dressed. And when they walked down the street, they looked at respectable. And when they did have the videos, the women were dressed. The women weren't half naked. The women were dressed, and they was talking about their lady, their queen, you know, being the man of the household. But like now, the new music that they playing is downplaying. Like the woman got to have no clothes on. She got to be dancing all in the background and shaking. And don't get me wrong, some of that is good. But back in the day when y'all had the hip hop, it was showing how men was coming out to women in the world, and women were seeing men for what they really were, people that really wanted to have something in life. But with rap, it's just the glamour of the here and now, which is taking us to somewhere that we're not going to come back in a good way.
I agree. It's definitely unhealthy. It definitely has taken us to a point where we are desensitized to sex and murder. You know what I mean? Where sex and murder is like, oh, that's like an everyday thing. And, you know, the reason I say the sex is because sex is okay at some point, but sometimes you want to be able to make love. You know what I mean? So that's not really even spoken of in a time, in this time where, you know, or very rarely it's spoken of in the music. You know, we can even take it back further than hip-hop to the soul music, where basically the majority of the songs were about love, you know? So we were loving each other. We were loving ourselves as a people. So we have to be mindful and know that music does play a major part in our lives as human beings and us as a people. So the main thing is really the family structure is key, changing most of the conditions that we're in, increasing our family structure, and that means us as men and women, we have to work on ourselves and work, you know, and help each other grow. That's what it's going to take.
We have to be a team. We have to be unified, man. Most of all, you know, we got to keep it real with each other and everything. We shouldn't be jumping into, like, relationship, unless you really, you know this person, get to know this person. And, you know, that's a chemistry that you have with a person. Some people just think about sex. They have their mind on sex. But sex is so much better when you lay down with someone that you in love with and stuff, you know, and communicate with and have an understanding with. You can even talk and respectfully disagree. You know, someone you're comfortable with. You know, before you get caught up with all of that other stuff and everything, these things are important. You have to be able to trust each other, and you know, and be a team and work together. You know, that is so important.
Absolutely. All right, that's pretty much our time. I'd like to thank you both for chiming in, and I'd like to thank everyone else who were listening. And, you know, I'd like to just say I appreciate all the input, and I appreciate the time, and I pray that we as a people grow united. I pray that we as individuals grow to be better than we are today, tomorrow. We grow to be the best we are able to be. And I pray that, you know, all evil thoughts and all evil actions be removed from us, our families, and our communities. With that, I say thanks again, and see you all next week.
Amen, brother.
Amen.
Peace out.
Shout out, Young Swiss.
Official. I'm down on one knee, I hope you need a tissue. Do you take me for eternity? And make a pinky promise that you never leave. Even when you're mad at me, just don't up and leave. The future is scary, I don't wanna see. My life without you will be a tragedy. When I wake up in the mornings, you won't wanna see. I'm sorry, babe, there's so much that I wanna say. First, let me ask you, will you marry me?
Oh my God, I'm seriously about to cry right now. Are you serious?
Baby, you know that I love you. I want you to know that I love you.
I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do.